Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. Welcome. You are listening to the Identity Theft Warriors. I'm Kerry Lutz, and this is part 11. With us now is Paul Oster. You've heard him here before. You've seen him on TV, and he is one of the top authorities on consumer credit, and we need him now more than ever. You need him now more than ever. You'll find him on betterqualified.com, especially in light of all the massive data breaches that are going on now. I mean, it's amazing. Paul, welcome back. I mean, it's incredible here. Every day there's a new data breach, and they're getting worse and worse. And welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me on. You know, 2014 was deemed the year of the data breach, and it's amazing that it's actually gotten worse. And part of the problem is when people hear about data breaches now, people used to, get excited. They would say, what's going on? And they would tune in. Now they hear it, they've almost become numb to it. And that's a real bad thing to be happening, because people don't realize how devastating identity theft really is. And until they've spoken to someone or it's happened to somebody close to them, they say, well, I'm okay. You know, I shopped at Target. I banked at Chase. I probably was a victim, or my information has certainly been compromised, but nothing's happened to me, so I'm not going to pay attention to it. And then 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year down the road, when the information actually gets purchased, through the dark web and the black market, now the problems, begin, and the average person can spend years trying to get out of the mess that's caused by identity theft.
And look, we just had it last week, 4.5 million federal employees, however you feel about federal employees, doesn't matter. 4.5 million Americans got all of their key data stolen at one time. And less than a week later, it's already showing up on the dark web. And you're probably not familiar with what the dark web is. Explain to us, Paul, what is the dark web and why is it so dangerous?
Well, the dark web was created where people could communicate, buy, and sell certain things anonymously. A lot of people were familiar with the Silk Road. They heard about this, crazy place where people were buying and selling drugs over the internet. And the reason why, unfortunately, it was so successful is because of the anonymity. You know, everything that's done in the dark web is done anonymously, and that's created through certain browsers. So, and search engines. The only way you can connect into this so-called dark web is through one of these search engines. Like the one that I'm familiar with is called Tor, and that's the Onion router. And what happens is, once you're using that search engine, it scrambles your IP. So nobody knows who you are. You have no idea who you're dealing with. So you can imagine, how dangerous that is. But that's where the information, the federal employees, all of that information is now on the dark web, and it's being sold through the black market. And the reasons why people would buy that information varies. Some people buy it because they resell it to people who need a job, and they can't be a federal employee because, they've been convicted of felonies in the past. They might need a driver's license. They might want the banking information along with insurance information. People don't realize, if I purchased one of the federal employees' files and it had everything, when I tell you, insurance information, not just name, address, social security number, dates of birth, previous addresses, family members, insurance information. So if I don't have the money to pay for a medical procedure, I would assume your ID, walk in with the insurances, and walk out and never pay for anything that had to do with that. And the problem becomes, when they start to, try and collect on the monies that are owed, it'll ultimately get sent to a billing company. It's ultimately going to get sent to a collection company. It could become a public record and a judgment on your credit report. Now you're saying, wait a second, I never had, knee surgery or cosmetic surgery. You would think that it's easy to, get out of that mess. But I'm telling you, we deal with it every day for the past 10 years. It is not an easy situation, and it really causes tremendous, financial hardship. It causes tremendous stress, the psychological part about having, the most sensitive information about you is now available for sale, to anyone.
That is frightening, and not to mention these electronic medical records. Now that person's surgery could potentially be part of your medical record. You're in some type of accident or something. You go into a hospital, they pull up your emergency records there, your medical records, and guess what? They're not your records.
Yep, that's absolutely right. So all of that stuff now becomes part of your identity, not just, again, it's not always just about a monetary gain. It's not about taking over someone's checking account. Some of this stuff I would actually consider more devastating when you're looking at the after and residual effects that having a medical procedure, in your profile that you really didn't have. So it can become devastating.
This can just become a complete nightmare, and it's not the type of thing that Joe Average that you can fix on your own, can you?
No, and the problem is, first of all, most people, they're walking around, they don't even have an idea that their IDs have been stolen. Unless you have some type of credit monitoring, program in place, you're not going to know about it until it's far too late. And then the problem with most credit monitoring programs is that's what they're doing. They're alerting you kind of after the fact that this crime has already taken place. They already stole your stuff. They're using your stuff. And at that point, again, the resolution phase of identity theft is the most damaging for sure.
Yeah, and that's why we've been so adamant about keepmyid.org getting on there. That's really the only service of its kind, Paul, that is preventative in nature. Locks up your consumer credit reports, all three of the bureaus. That's the main benefit, or one of the main benefits, when you sign up. Anyone going into any department store or applying online for a credit card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, they can't get a card because they can't get your credit report, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So we've, over the past 10 years, I've partnered with lots of different companies in terms of credit monitoring, the identity theft resolution services. And this is the first time that we've ever seen anything like keepmyid.org. It hasn't existed. I don't think anyone else has, what they have. And the secret behind what they're doing is exactly what you just said. They're preventing the identity thief from ever using your ID. So they can say, hey, listen, I know you got my stuff. And if you go to open up a credit card, or you go to, lease a car, or you go to do anything that requires, the creditor checking your credit, they can't get to it. So it never happens. So we haven't seen anything like it. We've partnered with a bunch of different companies in the past. And again, this is the first time that we've seen anything like keepmyid.org.
Yeah, it's really a great thing. And I like to say, whether you're a hacker, your identity thief is in Moscow, Russia, or in Moscow, Idaho, it doesn't matter. Keep My ID stops them dead in their tracks.
Absolutely. And that's really, I've been quoted as saying there's really no such thing as identity theft protection. But now, being introduced to keepmyid.org, I say, this might be it. This might be the service that can actually protect your ID because of how they're locking it down before the identity thieves have a chance to use it.
Yeah, well, That's why we connected with them. That's why I'm doing their podcasts, and I've got it myself. And, you know, there's nothing foolproof, let's face it, but at least in terms of consumer credit, I know that they're not going to get me. And what's the worst incident, Paul, that you ever dealt with in terms of identity theft? I mean, I know you've dealt with hundreds of them, if not thousands. What's the worst incident you ever saw?
One of the worst things that we saw in terms of, you know, you talk about a chain reaction. A gentleman had his ID stolen. He was in the middle of purchasing a new home and selling his home. Well, he sold his home, but when he went to complete, and this was one of those things supposed to happen on the same day. So he sells his home and he's purchasing the other home, and the bank pulls a credit report right before closing and they say, wait a second, you know, you have a judgment on here and we can't close this until you satisfy the judgment. And, you know, he said, listen, that's not my judgment. You know, I never lived in Ohio. I never dealt with the company that is on there. And at the end of the day, even with proof that it was not his, once they established, you know, the account and then let it go into collections and ultimately become a judgment in public record, like I have said before, it's not easy. So it took us, a team of attorneys, 6 months before we got this gentleman and his entire family into their new house. Now, in the interim, they had sold their other house, so they were basically homeless, living in a hotel at a hotel for 6 months with their furniture and everything else in storage. So when people, you know, think that identity theft is always just about, you know, credit card fraud or account takeover, those are the types of things that can happen if the identity thief is actually capable of getting your credit. So again, going back to keepmyid.org and what they're capable of doing, that would never have been able to happen because they wouldn't have been able to open the account in the first place and ultimately let it go into default and become a public record. So those are the situations where even with, and listen, no one's better at us than trying to get this, you know, a solution and resolved. And it still took us, again, with our attorneys. And listen, ultimately, it got done. We actually wound up suing lots of people, and there were some monetary rewards that were handed out. But if you ask that family if it was worth it, absolutely not. Absolutely not. 6 months in a hotel, really basically saying we have no place to live, you know, is not worth the amount of money that they were awarded. So, you know, you have to do certain things. You have to be, you know, alert yourself. You have to take certain steps to protect yourself, to minimize the threat and risk of identity theft. But at the end of the day, you know, it comes down to making sure that someone else is helping you do that.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And Paul, if you need your services, and God, so many of you out there do, you know, 22% or some amazing number like that of credit, consumer credit reports out there contain inaccuracies. Just blows your mind when you think of the over 100 million consumer credit reports out there that many of them can contain inaccuracies. What's the best place to reach you? Check out your website.
Check us out, you know, certainly visit the website at betterqualified.com. Betterqualified.com. All of this type of information is readily available. The do-it-yourself kits, you know, everything that we've spoken about here, you know, certainly since the beginning, is available on our website.
Excellent. And hey, Paul, thanks so much for coming on and making us aware of these threats. They really are a definite threat. Your information is out there. It could be misappropriated and used and abused at any moment. And the problem is you never know when it's going to happen. So just go to keepmyid.org, use the code FSN2. Paul, we will definitely be talking to you again. Thanks so much.
Thanks again, Gary.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.